Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tim, we were just talking about this is a big series for us. Do the Dodgers look at it the same way? Do they look at the Braves right now as a potential threat?
Well, I think it's a big series, no matter how you look at it, in the National League. I was talking to some folks in Miami a day or two ago, and they said they're all looking forward to this series, and why wouldn't they? I mean, you got the first-place team in the East taking on the first-place team in the West. The Dodgers, every game is important to them. Yesterday, the bullpen didn't have it. Bueller was not sharp Walker Bueller yesterday, and the bullpen ended up giving up like 8 runs, so they had a very much of an off day. But at the same time, the bats were still there. It's 7 runs. Chances are you're going to win a game, but because of the bullpen faltering yesterday, they ended up losing 15-7. But they are going for home field. They are still keeping an eye on what's going on with the Yankees and what's going on with Houston, because they play so well at Dodger Stadium. It's incredible. They've got the best record in baseball at home, and they know that home field is a big deal. So not just winning the division, but they want to have the advantage of have home field throughout. But they do look at the Braves, I would imagine, as a team that they could see in October. And the Braves are very good. They've got decent pitching, very good pitching, great hitting, and one of the best young stars in the game in Ronald Acuna Jr.
We're a little bit biased, as you would imagine, around here in Atlanta. We can't imagine, for example, I'll just speak for myself, and you know me long enough to know that, you know, I tend to go over my skis a little bit, but I wouldn't trade Ronald Acuna straight up for Cody Bellinger just because I just wouldn't. But that doesn't mean that Cody Bellinger isn't as good or better a player. If you're voting for the MVP and you throw Yelich out of it, who would you vote for? Because you get to see Bellinger, obviously. I don't get to see him very often. Can you say that Bellinger and Acuna are even, or does one have an advantage?
Well, it's going to sound like I'm a homer, but I've seen Bellinger play every day. So, and I've also seen him play multiple positions and excel at all of them. He's an elite first baseman, although he's been playing mostly right field this year. He plays center field as well. He's got, you know, the defense is well above average. The offense, obviously, is well above average. And because of all the little things he does in terms of base running, you know, all the tools, he's got them. And he's got the toolbox to carry him in, too. So I think that I would give the edge to Bellinger at this point. You know, even though he has, in his terms, been slumping lately, even though he hit a couple of home runs in the series that traveled well over 400 feet. But, you know, that's not to say that Ronald Acuna Jr., who's younger than Bellinger, is not going to have his say at some point in time, because that's a guy who's going to be competing, I think, perennially for an MVP award. I think the Blues really have a special player in Acuna. And we're talking to one of the coaches on the bus last night from the airport to the hotel, and I said, how do you keep Acuna off base? He goes, I don't know. He said, well, that's going to be our biggest problem, is keeping that guy off base. He's been on fire lately. So I look forward to watching Acuna play. I always do. I love seeing the good young players, and he certainly is in that category where he's among the elite.
Talking with Tim Neverett, Dodgers broadcaster, with John and Hugh.
Well, Tim, since we're not seeing two of your best pitchers, you know, we're only going to see Ryu in this matchup, do you feel like this is a proper measuring stick for the Atlanta Braves?
Well, yeah, because they still have to face the offense that the Dodgers roll out, which has been the best. You know, you look at the run differential, it's been not even fair in terms of how many runs they've scored as opposed to how many they've allowed. And they've hit more home runs than anybody in the National League. And so that's a big part of it, too, is the offense that the Dodgers can roll out there. Not that the Braves don't have a good offense. They do. I mean, they almost came all the way back last night against the Mets. But that's the other part of it. You know, I mean, they scored 7 and lost yesterday, but that was a bullpen issue, which I don't think you'll see today or tonight. But Maeda's still been pretty good. And then on Sunday, depending on who they start, if it's not Dustin May, it could be Julio Urias. They could make a call-up from AAA and Tony Gonsolin, who's been really good. When he's been in the big leagues, he's been excellent. So they still have really good, solid pitching that they can roll out there. They're very deep in their starting rotation. So even though they're not seeing Buehler and even though they're not seeing Kershaw, who's, I think, in his career 5-0 against the Braves, I just don't think that I obviously do think it's a measuring stick anytime you play the Dodgers because of the guys that they roll out there offensively.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.